Matuda's gone down for Newcastle. Radford again. Oh, what a goal! What a goal! Radford the scorer. Ronnie Radford. And the crowd are invading the pitch. And now it will take some time to clear the field.
You know, conference rules are conference rules. We believe that the rule that we've been following was that football creditors have to be cleared before the AGM. You know, the sort of the unwritten element of it about loss of goodwill, which has been huge from our own staff, our own players, to other clubs that we still owe money to in terms of loanees that we had. You know, we've got to put a pretty good case up to guarantee that that we can, you know, pay properly through the next season.
Hereford United have been expelled from the football conference. As you say, it was the news I think we'd all been suspecting for some time. It's been, if you like, in terms of their conference status, a slow, lingering death, really. But it is now confirmed they will not play in the football conference next season.
Let's bring in Matt, who is from Hereford. Matt's a fan. Hi, Matt.
Feeling numb, absolutely numb, especially after the heroic way that we managed to stay up. On the pitch, going to Aldershot and winning 2-1.
Oh, he's got it! Michael Rankin has put Hereford in front against his former side.
And then the way Pete Beadle rejuvenated the players, and to have this news is just horrible. It's so upset.
There is the final whistle. It is Chester City 2, Salisbury City 2. Hereford stay up.